Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur fünften Ausgabe des Klimakollektiv-Podcasts Perspektivenwechsel. Diese Ausgabe widmet sich unserem Klimaschutzprojekt mit energieeffizienten Kochtaschen in Kamerun. Da es im ländlichen und vorstädtischen Raum Kameruns aufgrund der mangelnden Versorgung mit Elektrizität üblich ist, mit Feuerholz zu kochen, legen Frauen und Kinder weitere Wege zum Holzsammeln zurück. Im Anschluss verbringen sie auf dem Dreisteinefeuer viel Zeit mit der Essenszubereitung. Die gesundheitsschädliche Rauchentwicklung, die durch die Verbrennung von Holz auf den traditionellen Kochstellen entsteht, führt bei den Frauen und Kindern im Haus zu schweren Gesundheitsschäden. Die Partnerorganisation ProClimate International wirkt dem mit einem innovativen Klimaschutzprojekt entgegen. 6.000 Familien erhielten bereits energieeffiziente Kochtaschen, die sogenannten Wonderful Bags. Damit verbrauchen die Familien ca. 60% weniger Feuerholz und tragen so direkt zum Schutz der Wälder bei. Und so funktioniert die innovative Kochtasche. Das Essen wird zunächst auf der Kochstelle aufgekocht und anschließend in die Kochtasche gestellt. Diese wird verschlossen, sodass das Essen schon fertig gegart wird. Im Rahmen einer Testphase wurde die Akzeptanz geprüft. Im Anschluss wurden Näherinnen ausgebildet und Mitarbeiterinnen für die Vermarktung und das Monitoring der Kochtaschen geschult. Durch die Schaffung von Arbeitsmöglichkeiten trägt das Projekt somit zur Armutsreduzierung bei. Doch wie überall auf der Welt traf auch die Corona-Pandemie die Menschen in Kamerun hart. Unsere Partnerorganisation achtet genau auf die Einhaltung der Abstands- und Hygieneregeln. Dies wirkt sich auch auf das Klimaschutzprojekt aus. Wie ProClimate International damit umgeht und welche Lichtblicke auch in Zeiten von Corona möglich sind, erklärt uns Jean-Claude Zaffag, Direktor der Organisation. Viel Freude beim Hören.
Hello and good morning, Jean-Claude.
Good morning, Sina. Nice to talk to you.
Same here. I'm pleased to welcome you to our podcast series. Let us get started. So I would like to know, how are you and the colleagues at the moment?
Yes, Sina, indeed. The corona pandemic has been a big challenge since its outbreak in Cameroon in March 2020. Today, officially, there are about 450 persons who have lost their life due to the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. I can say doing great, my colleagues too, and we thank God for keeping us alive in these difficult times.
What does it mean for the project, actually? Because until the corona pandemic started, the project was running really well. Let us know, what was the status of the project implementation before the pandemic started?
Yes, before the pandemic started in March this year, we had performed the second monitoring and verification campaign already. We were lucky in that. So we were managing the process of carbon credit issuance with the Gold Standard Foundation, and we were also managing the production and distribution of the bags, of the cooking bags to households.
Which challenges do you face concerning the implementation due to the pandemic?
I would say the main challenge we are facing in the implementation of our project due to the corona pandemic is the fact that physical distancing and other restrictions such as the ban of mass gathering that have been imposed by the government to slow down the spread of the virus. Hmm. We need to meet groups and women groups in particular, organize cooking demonstration session with them so they can see how the bag works. This has not been possible since the pandemic started, because of the confinement measures whereby we could not move to purchase the material needed to produce the bag. We stopped the production of the bag for a while. And concerning meeting cooking bag users, as I said earlier, we had done the monitoring campaign before the outbreak of COVID-19, so there was no need to meet household members except for urgent cases where the household have difficulties in using the bag and we have to organize a cooking session with them.
We also hear that since Corona, there's less military action in the Anglophone region of the country, northwest and southwest. And how does this affect the project? Do you see any opportunities that the difficult situation around the pandemic creates?
Right from March to June this year, thanks to the Corona, I would say thanks to the Corona pandemic in this case, the intensity of the armed conflict between the separatists and the Cameroon military has significantly reduced. in the northwest and the southwest region. I would like to mention that the activities of our cooking bar project are concentrated in the southwest region. So we are really in the middle of the country. So we are facing that other challenge of half war, half peace since the beginning of the conflict in 2016. The temporal ceasefire imposed by the coronavirus to both conflicting parties just gave us a short moment of peace and hope. Anyway, our project activity on the field could not be deployed further because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But nevertheless, any household that had our contact were calling us and asking about the availability of the bags. Luckily, we have some few bags in our store and could supply those household by sending the bags to local travel agencies that were available and that were working. Yes, the opportunity created in this situation around the pandemic being the fact that we can further develop an online purchase of the bag and also with local companies and also with the wonderful cooking bag. So people we know are calling and want to get the bag, so we organize sending the bag to them to local agencies. That's one opportunity. We were doing that before, but they have just increased, you know.
All right. Mm-hmm. And how does it practically work? If you can't really go to the household members, how do you send the bags then?
Yes, we send the bags. If you call, we get your contact, everything. We send the bag to a travel agency. To a travel agency, local travel agency, and you know, small buses that are moving from town to town. With passengers, yes, then you send the bag and you see it at the destination. So that's how we organize it, because really people were asking for the bags, calling for the bags, want to get a bag, and we could not move that way to go there and supply and organize cooking demonstration as usual. But we realized that on phone, let us say online or on phone, discussing with them could also, when they don't know how to use it, they call us and we explain. We explain on phone, and finally the household is satisfied. So I think that's one opportunity. Distributing also through phones and through travel agencies.
So basically, you started a consultation through phone in order to inform the household members how to use the bag. In case they have any question, they can always get back to you via phone. I think that's really innovative.
Exactly. That's you call it. Yes, this is one thing that the future we intend to develop further. If the situation become, if the mobility is further restricted, you know, we develop that way.
The podcast series is reaching out to all our clients that are interested to know more about the projects and the current situation. When you think about our private clients, what do you expect from them in order to support the Carbon Project?
Tina, all beneficiaries, my colleagues and I, in fact, we all expect from your private clients that they continue purchasing carbon credits from our project. Their support for climate action in terms of CO2 avoidance is enormous. But beyond climate action, the improvement of women and children health, the improvement of families' well-being, and the fight against extreme poverty are other aspects of their support that should not be neglected. COVID-19 has come to remind us how interconnected we are and how fragile we can be. It has reminded us that we should definitely and strongly embark into sustainable development. In this line, your private client should support climate protection projects even more than before.
Yes, you're right.
Yes.
I think that's pretty clear for everyone that the climate crisis goes beyond COVID. Envisioning the future status, where do you see the project 1 year ahead?
Our heat retaining cooking bag project has been very successful. There are more and more women and households adopting or integrating the cooking bag in their kitchens. By 2021, we will be able to avoid the emission of about 31,000 CO2 equivalent in the atmosphere with more than 6,000 bags used. Actually, we are around 4, 4,500 users, so we reached 6,000 bus users in 2021. And in the nearest future, we are planning to engage in negotiation regarding the new orientation to give to our climate projects. But I can testify that the wonderful bus is definitely a new cooking equipment that is being gradually and certainly gaining acceptance in Cameroonian households. Hmm. And a continuity of this carbon project at the same micro scale level or a scale up of the project can be envisaged in the future.
That's great to hear. Yeah, I'm really happy about the development of the project. Jean-Claude, thanks for taking part and thanks for taking time. I really appreciate your cooperation and wish to stay in touch. Let us know any news and we wish you all the best from our side, from the Klima Collective team.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about our carbon project, Sina. Thank you very much.
Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Goodbye.